How you doing, Chris?
Very well. Well, Eamon, of course, the first game was subject to a postponement due to the weather, and you met them on an artificial surface. Tomorrow's game, you will be favourites being the home side, but you're around long enough to know in a competition like the Intermediate Cup, you certainly won't be taking anything for granted.
No, that's for sure. Dunboyne are a good side. Again, it's Intermediate Cup. Anything can happen in a cup game, and they'll be coming to Donegal, and they'll be thinking to themselves, well, we can get a result here as well, you know, so we can't be afford to be complacent at all.
And of course, at any level, you know, one or two players, one or two key players, if they're out injured, can make a big difference. And I know you've had a few concerns. I think there was a flu bout striking some of the panel.
That's right, we had a problem all week with people having the flu and chest infections and being on antibiotics and that. And the only thing I can confirm is that Mac Forker is definitely out. And we'll wait on fitness tests then for David Shovlin and Ryan Lonigan and these fellas to see how they do the warm-up and how they're breathing, etc. But again, like everything else, you know, when a door closes, another one opens, and Johnny Minnick has declared himself fit, and we are lucky to be able to sign Christy Conaghan during the week, so that's a big boost for the team as well.
Well, you certainly have a strong squad, and you know that brings headaches as well in terms of team selection. But I suppose, I mean, you're pretty confident in that, you know, the guys who are coming in are very capable and pretty much with a match with the guys that they may be replacing. So that's a good hand that you have.
That's correct, yeah. The players that are coming in are very good, and you know, we'd be confident with them coming in that they'll do well. And the likes of nobody should tell you about Johnny Minnick, and he's played League of Ireland. Christy Conaghan has played League of Ireland, and David Shovlin has played League of Ireland. So you know, the experience is there, and they're good players, and they're anxious to get a result in this competition. So you know, as I said, we're lucky enough the panel is quite strong, and it's good to have these fellas coming back, especially with other fellas having to do fitness tests, you know.
Somewhat of a transitional period for the Ulster Senior League, you know, such a small league. So maybe sometimes it can be a distraction, but for Letterkenny Rovers, given the squad that you had, no doubt you really want to make an impact on the Intermediate Cup this year and maybe get a chance to have a good run in the senior competition as well.
Yeah, well, tomorrow's match, that's what makes it such a big match, is that, you know, you go through to the next round of the Intermediate, you also qualify for the first round proper of the FEA Cup. So that's a big incentive, and, you know, for a club to get through in those type of competitions, it really lifts their season, it lifts everybody at the club, it lifts all the players and, you know, people actually train harder and work harder, because they all want to be part of it, and you know, that's why it's such a big match for us this weekend.
And how much of a disruption has Christmas been to preparing for a game like this? I mean, it's not really ideal to, this should have been really got out of the way before Christmas.
Yeah, that's what we're really disappointed at, because we were going very, very, very well before Christmas. Then you know yourself, Christmas and the New Year comes in, and it's hard to get fellas motivated. And then, of course, you had a weather problem, and then we ran into this problem then with a virus in the club. So, you know, it hasn't been easy, and you know, we're really going to have to be so focused tomorrow because of this. But again, you don't know how they're coming, what their problems are. But, you know, I always say, if you prepare your own side properly and prepare it right, you know, you're always in with a chance.
Yeah. And as far as you're aware, I mean, Dunboyne, were they pretty much near full strength when you met them in the original game?
Yeah, well, they told us that that would be their full strength squad that they had there that day. Again, you know, the thing about them is they didn't have really any outstanding player in it, but as a team, they played very, very well as a team. And you know, this game, I think, will go the whole way because they keep going to the very last minute. You know, they'll be very focused coming up here, and they know what's at stake as well. So it's up to us to really be up for the game.
Yeah. Now, you've quite a few experienced players in the panel. You mentioned Jonathan Minnick, people who know all about cup runs at senior level as well as intermediate level. For some of the younger players, it's important to drum into them that and to help motivate them that, you know, that this is it's a great competition, and Donegal clubs have had a good record in it, you know, of course, with Fannad. And this year, well, who knows how far Rovers can go.
Yeah, well, this is it. You know, we have Dunboyne at home, and again, if we won that match, we're at home again to a Cork side. So that's a big incentive. And as you said, you know, the young fellas, you know, really know what's at stake tomorrow, because they're listening to the older players and the more experienced players talking about these kind of games. And the thing that you have to remember, this is the next biggest cup to the FAI Cup in Ireland. So people don't respect that, or don't give it sometimes the respect that it should get. Especially younger people don't realise what they're in. And then when they're in the game, they realise how important it is to other clubs. So it's really, really important to us, and it would be great for the league, it would be great for Donegal, it's great for everybody when a team in Donegal gets through to the next round. So we're hoping we can do that.
And finally, Eamon, 1:30 the start. It'd be nice to see a bit of local support down to give the guys encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. It's a big town here, and sometimes it takes a wee bit extra to get people out, but I would be trying to encourage as many people to come down to the Aura and watch the match. It should be an entertaining match. The surface there is quite good. It's two good teams, two teams that like to play football, so I think it should be very entertaining, and I would say to anyone that is around, if they want an afternoon's entertainment, they should come to the Aura Centre.